there a lot of problems with poles and stuff?
Well, I don't know that any more than probably not as much as they have now. Because I think people were outdoors more and probably a little hardier than they are now. I don't think people had too much problem with illness, just once in a while somebody'd have some trouble. He delivered all the babies down here for many years. Kept him busy for a while. He was the only one here that could do it.
What were like some of the terms it referred to, like for pregnant women? Were there special terms for that?
I don't think so. I know things were very different in those days. It didn't. You're supposed to keep everything hidden. Not go out on the street too much, but not like it is now.
So, but you don't remember any like polite words or anything like that with your young children?
Well, she's just gonna have a baby.
Do you remember like if they had what they used, before getting engaged, before we take a girl out or anything? What they call that?
What they call dating now?
Yeah.
Probably keeping company.
That seems pretty logical.
I think that's one of the older expressions. It's going with it. Say she's going with her, he's going with something.
What would like a girl call her, or boyfriend or whatever?
I don't know. I don't think we had any particular term for it. We didn't call them boyfriends then. We were just going with somebody.
Oh, did they have like joking terms and stuff for kissing?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
And,
not like they do now.
What are some of the ones that you've heard now?
Oh, I don't know. I don't.
All right. I had a negative honor and a negative honor.
Don't keep up with that too much.
What would like the marriage party be?
Well, now, when Mother was married, she went up to Michigan, and she had a cousin for her. I think she had a couple of attendants. I think she had probably had a bridesmaid or maid of honor and a bridesmaid. I think in the picture there are two girls look like they might have been attendants.
He wanted to get home, but said his mother.
She wanted to go back to Michigan to be married. I don't know why, because the whole family had to go up there for it, but that's where the grandparents were, and of course she had spent some time up there with her grandparents when she was in her teens, so maybe that's why she wanted to go back up there to be married. When I was married, I had a matron of honor and a maid of honor. I had two attendants. And I was married on real short notice the first time. We just decided one night, the night before, and were married the next afternoon late. Took the train that night.
I went back with it.
Miss was in that, I've been trying to think, it's like the medical corps of the Army in the First World War. And he had his overseas orders, but he came home for... He wanted to get home, and he said his mother was sick with the flu, is what he told the officer. And they gave him a leave, and when he got home, he found his sister very sick with it. And he nursed her for, I think he had 2 weeks leave, and he nursed her almost the whole 2 weeks and probably saved her life. Because, as I told you, he'd been working with the flu, and he knew that about the only treatment for it was keep cold claws on the heads and just try to keep the fever down. And he finally got her through it, and then he got a little more leave. And we decided to get married. That was it. I went back with him.
But did he have anybody, comparable, to a maid of honor? Or anything like that?
He didn't have any, I don't think he had anybody with him.
Married.
We were married at home.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Living room house.
Well, what do they normally, you know, call? What you
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ever hear of something called, this is really crazy, chivalry? It's like,